This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Equal pay for women, it's a central issue in the race for Texas governor. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Wendy Davis has seized on the issue and points to her Republican opponent Greg Abbott's record on equal pay. Abbott has said that he would have vetoed the Texas version of the Lilly Ledbetter Act, which Rick Perry did. And Rick Perry, the current governor, calls the issue nonsense. Do you consider equal pay for equal work nonsense? Or have you seen in your career paycheck discrimination based on gender? We want to hear about your experiences. Call in at 210-614-8980, 614-8980, and you can email us at thesource@tpr.org or go directly to our show page and write in there at tpr.org. Our guest this half hour, Fatima Graves, she's the Vice President for Education and Employment at the National Women's Law Center, and Shafika Watkins Gerentani. She is an attorney with Fulbright Jaworski representing the Texas Association of Business. Welcome to The Source, both of y'all.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Fatima, why do you think there is this disparity between pay based on gender?
You know, there's a number of reasons. Some of it in terms of pay discrimination in the workplace is that there's too little information out there. It's hard for people to know that they're being discriminated at all. And some of it is that our laws are currently too weak so that employers don't have the right incentive to correct pay disparities when they happen.
Okay. And Shafika, what a law... So you're saying that we don't need a Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act in Texas. Is that right?
That's exactly right, David. You know, this law is called the Equal Pay Act, but it's really not about equal pay at all. It's actually a very technical legal law, and it's about how long the statute of limitations lasts for an unfair pay claim under Texas law. Right now, if you have an unfair pay claim, the statute of limitation is 180 days, just like for all discrimination claims in Texas. This law instead would make it so that as long as you work at the company, you could have an unfair pay claim forever, for as long as you work at the company. And that's really unfair to businesses to have to defend against a claim for that long. Sometimes 20 years past when you would have had that claim, when all the witnesses, all the evidence so that the business could defend against the claim is long gone. So it's called equal pay, but it's really something that's very unfair and unequal to businesses that would try to defend themselves against an unfair pay claim.
So you're saying that they would see a lot of frivolous lawsuits based on this law if it came into effect in Texas?
Yeah, we could, and I think a bigger problem is when you think about this law, which is just about how long the statute of limitations lasts, you really have to think about why do we even have a statute of limitations in the first place? And we have a statute of limitations because claims go stale. After a certain period of time, witnesses are gone, evidence is gone, memories are bad, and so it really takes away the ability to have a fair litigation and really explore what happened when we're allowing people to bring suits 10, 15, 20, 25 years after what they claim was unfair happened.
So, Fatima, we had this in the national. It was signed into law by President Obama. Did we see a lot of these lawsuits pop up due to when the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act was became law?
So you've really seen the opposite happen, and if I could just back up to explain really what the law would do, I think it would be helpful. You know, 6 years ago, the Supreme Court in a decision said that Lilly Ledbetter filed her discrimination charge too late to be able to challenge her unfair pay, that she essentially should have challenged it within the first 6 months on the job. That's something that would be nearly impossible for most people to do, because when people start a job, they have no idea whether they are actually being paid unfairly. That is information that lies with the employer. It's the employer that's telling you, making the decision about whether or not to pay someone equally. So what that Lilly Ledbetter Act says is as long as your employer is continuing to profit off of paying you unfairly, you can challenge that unfair pay. And what's happened in the courts since that law was passed has been really, really plain. But typically, everyone agrees, the judge, both parties, that the Ledbetter Act now requires that anytime people are receiving an unfair paycheck, that they can continue to challenge it. What's been really, I think, important is there's also been a recognition is that no one has an incentive to hold on to or let claims go stale. Believe me, Lilly Ledbetter herself would certainly have wanted to have 20 years of being paid fairly, and most people would. There aren't incentives to not be paid fairly. But as long as your employer is continuing to issue that unfair paycheck, you should have a right to challenge it.
And Shafika, there are 44 states that have implemented similar statutes, similar laws. Are they seeing these problems?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because we are starting to see the problems. You know, actually, in the Lilly Ledbetter case itself, Ms. Ledbetter did wait about 20 years from the time where she had the unfair issues to bring the claim. So that case in and of itself had a claim that was really stale. So absolutely, we are seeing these claims where they are stale. It's already causing problems with businesses who are having to keep records longer, who are having problems defending against these types of claims.
Well, can you give me a little more detail about these problems and how many there are out there, if it's overwhelming the courts, or what's the magnitude?
Sure. Well, just to kind of give you an idea of what's happened because of this, as Fatima was discussing before, courts have had, or generally before this type of act was passed, employees had 6 months to bring the claim. Now they've had just so much longer of a time. We haven't seen that it's flooded the court with more cases, but what we are seeing is that the quality of some of the cases are these cases from long ago. As I mentioned, the Ledbetter case itself, there have been cases in other jurisdictions where there are cases from long ago. And really what the Ledbetter law has already caused businesses to do is have to maintain records for longer, which is increased money for businesses, putting a burden on them. And also in the suits themselves, in the Ledbetter case itself, the individual that Ms. Ledbetter was making most of her claims against no longer worked at the company. If you think of it like this, someone that's worked at the company for 25 years and claims that on that first week or so they were discriminated against, 25 years later can bring a claim.
Okay.
When all of the employees are gone, can just cause huge problems.
All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll continue the conversation. Our number is 614-8980. We'd love to hear your stories. This is The Source on KSTX.
Today, women make up about half our workforce, but they still make 77 cents for every dollar a man earns. That is wrong. And in 2014, it's an embarrassment. Women deserve equal pay for equal work. She deserves to have a baby without sacrificing her job. A mother deserves a day off to care for a sick child or a sick parent without running into hardship. And you know what? A father does too. It is time to do away with workplace policies that belong in a Mad Men episode. This year, let's all come together, Congress, the White House, businesses from Wall Street to Main Street, to give every woman the opportunity she deserves, because I believe when women succeed, America succeeds.
That's President Barack Obama at the last, most recent State of the Union address, a big applause line talking about inequality of pay between men and women. And we are talking about that this half hour here on The Source. We welcome your calls. If you can tell us what happened to you or what are your ideas about gender discrimination, paycheck discrimination, the number is 614-8980, or you can email us at thesource@tpr.org. And our guest is Fatima Goss Graves. She's the Vice President for Education and Employment at the National Women's Law Center. And Shafika Watkins-Geranti, she is an attorney with Fulbright and Jaworski, representing the Texas Association of Business. So, Shafika, when President Obama gave that line, he said there's the difference, 77 cents on the dollar that women make. Some people have disputed that, and they wonder if that's really a truthful fact. What do you say about that?
Yeah, you know, I don't dispute that fact, and I think that there certainly still is a long way to go in this country towards fair pay, but this act, it just isn't it. The interesting thing is we've had the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act. It was the first act signed in by Obama in 2008. That's 6 years later. We're no closer to closing the wage gap. I hear people say Equal Pay Act as if this act solves the wage gap, and it really doesn't. If anything, it takes the focus away from really solving the problem as opposed to this really technical legal issue of how long a statute of limitations lasts, which just puts a burden on businesses.
So, Fatima, people have said, critics of that factoid about the discrimination between pay between men and women, they're saying that they're taking all of the women who work and then they divide them up and they say that that overall they're making less, but they're not looking at the jobs. It's not matching job for job to men, and that women tend to are taking jobs that pay less. That's why that gap is there.
So, you're absolutely right that the 23-cent statistic is a measure of all full-time working men and all full-time working women. So there, if you sliced and diced it in a variety of ways, that gap is going to expand or decrease depending on which category of workers you're talking about. What's important to know is that if you look at the 111 major job categories, there is a wage gap in all but three. And what study after study has found is that no matter how you slice and dice it, you can't get away from the fact that a wage gap exists. And you can't get away from the fact that pay discrimination exists. And I think it's really important to go back to the nature of pay discrimination and how it works. What we're really talking about is something that happens largely in secret, goes largely undetected, and can go undetected for the lifetime of a workforce, of a worker. You know, some workers never find out that they're paid less until years and years after they leave their job, and they have no recourse. That's clear. For other workers who are still at the same job, they have the opportunity to challenge in real time the fact that their employer is paying them less money. And the idea that you would reward an employer who somehow managed to keep it secret for the whole work life of a worker so that they never detected the pay by saying, okay, you can never challenge it, is really absurd. And it's also important to understand that pay discrimination works differently than other types of discrimination. When you're fired, you know it. When you've been demoted, you know it. So 180 days from that point makes perfect sense. The first time you discover your unfair paycheck, that is when your clock starts to run, and that's what's really important.
Our phone lines are open. Okay, go ahead. You want to respond?
Yeah. I'd love to respond to what Fatima just said, because I think that there is this fallacy out there that the Fair Pay Act protects workers in pay claims because somehow they wouldn't know, and more time is more information. There's just no evidence that if you work there for 10 years that you're going to find out information that you didn't have on your pay from a year previous. more time.
Oh, I agree with that. I mean, I agree that the Ledbetter Act doesn't actually provide you with the information. What the Ledbetter Act would do is restore the law to where everyone thought it was before the Ledbetter v. Goodyear decision. Before that decision, courts around the country, including in Texas, said that as long as you were receiving an unfair paycheck, you could challenge it. And so it would restore the law to where things were. There are other measures pending in states around the country and at the federal level that would go further to really close up some of the loopholes that make the equal pay laws ineffective, and also help deal with the huge information gap that workers face and lead them to make it very difficult for them to find out that they're being paid less at all.
Okay, we're going to get some of these callers on the air. Our phone line is 614-8980, 614-8980. Sherry has called in. Sherry, welcome to The Source. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Great. So my story kind of supports that there is a discrimination, but also supports that there is something that can be done about it. I was hired, this has been several years ago, at the same time as a male worker doing exactly the same job. We were both on the same pay scale when we started. After our training period was up, he got a dollar an hour raise and I got a 50 cent an hour raise. Fortunately, it was in computer operations. Part of my job was to run payroll, so I noticed it immediately and confronted my supervisor, who became very apologetic, and they corrected it immediately. But I just wonder, you know, what could happen for somebody who didn't have that opportunity to check up on it.
Well, what the law provides.
Thanks for that call, Sherry.
And yeah, thanks for calling.
Okay, and so this is Shafika. Is that you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Just want to make sure I got the right. Okay. Go ahead.
Sure. Yeah, Sherry. First, thanks for calling. You know, what the law does already provide is that if an employer tries to hide evidence, hide information, throughout the law there is a concept that the statute of limitations can be extended when an entity tries to hide information. That's already covered under the law. What this particular act does is go far beyond where people just don't have information. It covers every single person and says that while you continue to work at the company, you can bring a pay claim for any supervisor, for any act, for every paycheck that you receive while you work at the company, even if it was 20 years ago. It sounds like your situation that you were able to understand the difference quickly, and the law already provides 6 months in Texas, so plenty of time to find out this information, and extending it to the entire time you work there really does cause a burden.
All right, let's get another caller on the air. Rob. Rob, welcome to The Source. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, Rob, you're on the air.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to back the comment that I don't know if it was Fatima. She said something about the statute of limitations and how
Okay, we lost Rob, but he agrees with Fatima. So it does seem, you know, I'm trying to imagine what it's like. If you're just a new employee on the job, you've been there a couple of months, and now do you saddle up next to some of your fellow employees and say, this is what I'm being paid, what are you being paid, and how that would go over in the workplace, Fatima?
I think that's a really interesting point, because you shouldn't have to work in payroll like the first caller did to be able to detect that you are being paid less. And in truth, finding out whether there's a pay disparity is not going to be anyone's first act on the job. And so, you know, that's yet another reason why an employer shouldn't be able to, if it somehow manages to wait out the 6 months, pay you unfairly indefinitely.
So, Shafika, how do you do it? I mean, give some advice to people to figure out if they're being paid unfairly.
Sure. Well, you know, and I think this goes back to the point that more time, you know, does not necessarily give you more information. So extending the time 5, 10, 15 years doesn't mean that you're going to get any more information about pay. Workers already have the right under the National Labor Relations Act to discuss the terms and conditions of their employment. Employees are absolutely free to do that, whether or not you're in a unionized workplace. If people have questions about their pay, about others' pay, they are free to ask that under the National Labor Relations Act.
So that's they're free to ask their boss, like, who, you know, that's their right?
They are free to ask other workers. They can ask about the
that's kind of creepy.
Conditions of their employees.
You know, people don't talk about
it. A lot of people feel that it is. Absolutely, you're right, Dave. You know, a lot of people don't want to talk about their pay. It's sensitive to them. But the
What's
law protects people that want to talk about their pay.
Okay, go
there's
ahead.
No, employers have policies that say you actually can't talk about your pay. I agree that I think those policies probably violate the National Labor Relations Act and probably Title VII, but employers maintain policies like that anyway. About a third of private sector employers say they do.
All right, I'm going to get one last caller, and Jenna called in. Jenna, welcome to The Source. Go ahead. We're short on time.
Well, I just wanted to comment about, like, when women are pregnant in law enforcement, they pretty much go with leave without pay. They're put on their maternity leave. They're required to use all their vacation hours, and then you just don't get paid.
Okay, Jenna, thanks for that observation. We appreciate that information. So how are they able to do that, Fatima?
Well, you know, unfortunately, there have been a lot of cases where employers have refused to make some really basic accommodations to their employees that would be enable them to stay on the job while they're pregnant, even when they may need a temporary accommodation. And it's one of the reasons why, you know, that 23-cent stat that's made up of full-time working men and women, it is complicated in many ways because it includes a range of employment practices and things like occupational segregation contribute
okay.
to it.
Shafiqa, tell us more. One last comment.
Absolutely. You know, I guess I'd just like to end by saying that everyone knows that businesses across the nation are struggling. Many would like to provide more benefits, but simply can't. The law requires that they provide 12 weeks of unpaid leave, and I'm sure that's what's happening in that case, but they simply probably couldn't afford to pay as well.
All right. Talking about pay discrimination based on gender, and this is continuing to be an issue. Thanks so much for joining us, Shafiqa Jaranti. She is with the Texas Association of Business representing them, and Fatima Graves with the National Women's Law Center.